AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. After yesterday's 900-plus point ride to the top, the Dow plunged down the Wall Street roller coaster today, losing more than 1,000 before this afternoon's close. The Nasdaq, the big loser for the day, dropping more than 5% of value. S&P, like the Dow, lost more than 3%. Investors are wary over threats to the economy, including inflation running at its highest level in some 40 years, and the effectiveness of the Federal Reserve's raising of interest rates. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is setting a vote for next week on a bill to codify abortion rights on a federal level. He says the vote will put members of the Senate on the record.
I intend to file cloture on this vital legislation Monday, which would set up a vote for Wednesday. Republicans will have two choices. They can own the destruction of women's rights, or they can reverse course and work to prevent the damage. Count me as skeptical that they'll do the latter.
The measure is not likely to pass since the Senate is split and the 60 votes are needed to prevent a Republican filibuster. Several hundred civilians have been evacuated from battered Mariupol, Ukraine.
So far in total, nearly 500 civilians found long-awaited relief after living under relentless shelling and scarce availability of water, food, and sanitation.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The Pentagon says a majority of Russian forces that had been around the port city have left, heading north. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. military does share some intelligence information with the Ukrainian military.
We do not provide intelligence on the location of senior military leaders on the battlefield or participate in the targeting decisions of the Ukrainian military. The Ukrainians have, quite frankly, a lot more information than we do.
The United Nations estimates more than 6,700 civilians have been killed since Russia invaded Ukraine in February. This is AP News. A former Loveland, Colorado police officer shown on body cam video roughly arresting a 73-year-old woman with dementia and later joking about it with colleagues was sentenced today to 5 years in prison. Austin Hoppe arrested Karen Garner in 2020 after she left the store without paying for about $14 worth of items. Police body camera video shows that after she turned away from him, he grabbed her arm and pushed her to the ground. Hoppe pleaded guilty to second-degree assault in March under a deal with prosecutors that was opposed by Garner's family. World Health Organization estimates nearly 15 million people were killed either by the coronavirus or by its impact on overwhelmed health systems in the last 2 years. William Emsbury is with the WHO.
So this excess estimate represents 9.5 million more deaths or 2.75 times more deaths than reported.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.